Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Yedaleh, chapter 14 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So Yonasan tells his attendant that they should cross over to the Plishti side, but he didn't tell his father that he was doing this. And they encounter some Plishti people, and they create a sign that will help them determine if Hashem is going to let them defeat them. And the Plishti people say, "Come up to us," which is the sign that they had determined would let them know that they were going to win. So they go ahead and they meet them and they kill the Plishti people. A total of 20 people were killed by them. And this, of course, causes the Plishti army to start freaking out, which then causes Shaul's army to start freaking out. And Shaul sent his men to check on who was missing. And they found out that it was none other than Yonasan and his arms bearer that were missing. Shaul tells Achia to bring the Ark, and while Shaul was speaking to the Kohanim, the Plishti people were still very confused and really just in this state of chaos. So Shaul and his troops, they went into battle and they saw that these Plishti people were so confused that they actually had swords drawn on one another. And the Israelite army chases the Plishti people away, and they were ultimately victorious. Shaul at this point takes an oath that no one should eat before nightfall, and of course, as the king ordered, no one ate anything, and the troops even come upon honey, and no one ate because they were so terrified of this oath that their king had taken. But Yonasan, his son, didn't know that he had made this oath, and he decided to eat some honey, and Yonasan is told that Shaul had made this oath for everyone, and then he, of course, learns that he should not have eaten the honey as a result, but Yonasan basically publicly disagrees with his father, and the troops struck down all of the Plishti people, and they were starving, so they ate the animals with the blood that was still inside of them. And when Shaul found out about all this, he was upset and told everyone to slaughter their ox and or their sheep. And Shaul sets up an altar and they offer karbanos, sacrifices to Hashem. And the Navi notes that this is the first altar that Shaul had set up to offer sacrifices to Hashem. Shaul says that they should go and plunder the Plishti people, but the Kohen suggested asking Hashem. So Shaul did ask Hashem, but Hashem does not answer him. And as a result, Shaul decides to look into why he is not receiving an answer from Hashem, and he uncovers that Yonasan had sinned by eating the honey, breaking the oath of the king. And he says, Yonasan says that I'm ready to be killed if need be. And Shaul says to his son that this and more may Hashem do to you, you'll be put to death. But the rest of the troops said that Yonasan can't die because he brought about this victory. So ultimately, Yonasan doesn't die. Shaul secured his kingdom over the entirety of the Jewish nation, despite all of these small hiccups. And the Navi tells us that he wages war on every enemy. He wages war on Moab and Ammon and Edom and Plishtim and all the evil nations that have gone up against the Jewish people. Shaul wages war and is seemingly victorious against them. The Perek ends with a list of a few important characters. We're first told some of the sons and daughters of Shaul, they are listed, and it's not entirely clear why. Some of the commentaries explain that it's because they're about to play an important role in the coming chapters, so we receive an introduction to who they are. His wife was also named, and his army commander is named Avner ben Ner, who was Shaul's cousin. And the parak concludes with us being informed that there was a constant war with the Plishtim all the days of the reign of Shaul. And of course, what ends up happening with his soon-to-become attendant, David, and his battle with the Plishtim is famous, but more on that later. And for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.